Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
...2018 is the landmark year, they're saying, for facial recognition, right?
We keep thinking this technology thing is sometime in the future, but it's actually
it's actually now. As a matter of fact, take a look.
The human face has an astonishing variety of features, which not only help us recognize others, but read and understand them through a constant flow of intentional and unintentional signals. It's one of the unique functions that separates man from machine, until now.
2018 is going to be a landmark year for face recognition because there's been a huge amount of progress in the underlying technology known as machine learning. And what that allows you to do is pull a very accurate face print out of a photograph that uniquely identifies a person.
Pioneering facial recognition technology hasn't yet hit the mainstream. In 2018,
one more thing.
It will be in our pockets.
Facial recognition is going to go mainstream in 2018, largely because the latest iPhone has face recognition technology built into it.
You look at it and it recognizes you.
By next year, there'll be millions of those devices out in the world, and we're going to get used to unlocking our phone. Then we're going to start getting used to getting into our banking apps with face recognition, and it's going to start feeling normal.
This is something. Your phone will be opened up. Your computers are opening up based on what your face looks. I just thought about something pretty funny. Somebody says, you're ugly. Well, watch this. You can open my phone, too.
Yeah. Your same banking account. They're saying that this facial recognition stuff is going to actually change the way we live. I was in the store with one of my sons. We were getting ready to do a self-checkout.
Right.
And he says, Dad, look at the screen. And it had my face, his face, had a square. And it had every single person around us. You're being on camera all the time.
Well, I know. It's something that was if you recognize the camera.
Well, you know that. Right. Actually, it wasn't him. It was the other one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, he was concerned about it then.
Yes.
Looking at it, right.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, so you're looking at this right here. And this is so important because... You know, you're walking through a bus stop, subway station, you're just in your community downtown all over the world now, you know, that have these cameras focused on a lot of people, especially over in Europe and different areas, where you're they know who you are, and it's just tracking and building this database. And you have to understand, you know, technology, that's cool, it's exciting, but it all depends who's over it.
Yeah.
And Revelations chapter 13 talks about who's going to ultimately be over that kind of technology, where a person cannot do business, buy or sell. You know, make sure you join us on our next program because we're going to be talking about China, how China's already moving into this area of having this huge Orwell environment that they already have right now that they're building and planning on fully being implemented by 2021, which is their 100th year anniversary of their Communist Party. So it's happening right now. And that's over 1.3 billion people on the face of the earth. So it's pretty significant. So we'll be talking about that. But this is all very, very important. And Lance Wallnau talks about this, and he says that, you know, men instinctively are so greedy when they find out that they can make more money with this particular technology, it's hard to hold back. And quite often, it's publicly owned companies that are disassociated by the stockholders and that aren't thinking about you're the one that owns that company because you have stock in that company and your retirement plan.
Yeah.
And so you own Microsoft. You might own Microsoft stock or Facebook stock or
iPhone,
Apple stock.
That's how they're able to use, most people don't know it's facial recognition that's being used when they're identifying pictures and they say, hey, tag your friend, because they're using facial recognition.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
very nice. Thank you for tagging us right there. And of course, it's our friends Israel that invented it. Facial recognition was invented in Israel because of security, because they were under such threats. As a matter of fact, John, what's next on this?
Well, what's next is exactly how facial recognition will actually change the way we live. Take a look.
In 2018, machines that can read your face will go mainstream, changing the way we live. Your face will become your password, unlocking smartphones and bank accounts.
Face recognition in 2018 will change our lives.
But the technology will also have the power to covertly track your movements.
Moving into a world where machines can follow you around and characterize you based only on your face is worrying because it potentially limits your freedom.
It will even be able to guess your sexuality through facial features alone. In 2018, we'll be forced to face the future.
This is so amazing. You think about it. So many people are detached from the very thing that God has given us, the ability to express yourself with your face. And there's some people that just kind of like take a vacation, right? They just, the first day, they enact it in the morning time when they look at themselves in the mirror. They like smile at themselves, right?
Yeah.
But they shut it down. Once they leave, it's like it shuts down.
They keep a mirror in front of them the whole time.
So imagine, so they're going to look at their phone, their phone's going to talk to them, and their phone's going to say, are you okay? Everybody asks, even my phone's asking me if I'm upset. You know, and it's just a joke. But the reality is they have now, because you can read facial recognition, you actually can sense somebody's emotions, which is proving the fact that you express yourself. We're the only form that God created on earth that can express the glory of God on our faces, you know, happy, sad, emotion, all the muscles that are in the face to be able to show, you know, what your heart is feeling. And so it's just a powerful thing. But now they're reading those things, and you know, there's really no holding it back. The question is, who is your God? We're just going to go to a break in just a moment, but understand this, that it's a day like none other day when you can reach as many people as you possibly can for the Lord with the good news that God loves them. God's got a plan for their life. It's not to be fearful of this. It's to realize it's here. It's happening, you know, and God told us it was going to happen. Daniel told us the information would double, triple, you know, that things would speed up and that there would be an ultimate economy. It talks about in Revelation chapter 3 that's controlled every form of buying and selling. So he told us about it prophetically. We just happen to be living in those days. And what we want to do is be found faithful to him and be found faithful to the Lord. And, you know, and use this freedom that you have to reach and encourage as many as you possibly can. Right now, there's no holding you back. We're going to talk about in a future program, but you can use social media to share love, your love for God and your love for others and, you know, scriptures that are empowering, not being all religious and all that kind of stuff, but just, you know, Jesus went on loving folks and meeting their needs and brought them hope and he healed people. You know, God is good, and what we need to do is let God's goodness come through us in this time and realize that this freedom might not be for forever.
That's right.
Believe me, China, we'll be talking about, like I told you in your future program, they're not doing it to be able to bring out capitalism. They are a communist nation that's allowing capitalism, which they totally control, which is not capitalism anyway. They're just using that to be able to make money. So ultimately, this whole technology is going to be used to be able to, for the betterment of mankind,
right,
you know, control the people of the earth. Facial recognition, who would ever thought that Microsoft, the president of Microsoft, would want to be able to ask for regulation, but you had Elon Musk asking for regulations on artificial intelligence. Now you had Facebook saying, you know, Mark Zuckerberg saying, go ahead and regulate us. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Now Microsoft is saying we want regulations. What's going on with
this
Microsoft?
This is serious. Well, in a blog post, this is what he said. He said it's necessary. He said new laws are necessary given the technology's broad societal ramifications and potential for abuse. He urged lawmakers to form a government initiative to regulate the proper use of facial recognition technology, informed first by a bipartisan expert commission. He said the facial recognition is the computer's ability to identify or verify people's faces from a photo or through a camera. And this thing,
which means it can actually look at photos like on Facebook, it can recognize the person.
Absolutely.
Because what they do is they also go around looking, you know, Facebook says, hey, well, you want this person to be your friend? I notice you're in a picture with these guys, you know,
correct.
Or your phone arranges his pictures by his face. You know, you find out how many pictures you have of Pat in your phone. It kind of just all gathers together in one particular area,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it found them all because you have so many pictures in your phone, but it's actually orchestrating them based off of their faces.
Yeah, absolutely. The article continues to say that technology is being used across a range of industries, from private businesses like hotels and casinos to social media and law enforcement. Supporters say that facial recognition software improves safety for companies and customers and can help police track down criminals or find missing children.
And that's the big deal. The big deal is we always trade freedom for safety.
Yeah.
And the true safety is when we have God over our nation.
I think that started with 9/11, with the Patriot Act, and it just continued.
It always is. It's like the more we move away from God, we have this fear that God won't protect us. I mean, we went for years without seatbelts in cars, right?
Yeah.
We went for years. We could ride on the back of the truck, and it was like a reward.
There was a day that mothers held babies in the front seat, right?
Yeah, and medications didn't have to get a whole man to come out, undo your medication. I mean, we just move more and more in fear, but notice we move more and more away from God. And once you move more away from God, no fear of God, you have all these other fears, and so you have to protect yourself because you don't think God's going to protect you. Yeah, from yourself. And so people are willing to trade their freedoms, which is their First and Second Amendment and Fourth Amendment freedoms.
That's right.
We'll be talking about that, but that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it can help us, but is it worth the trade-off of the freedom that we're going to lose? You always have to ask yourself that.
Well, this is what civil rights groups are warning about. They're saying that this can infringe on the privacy and allow for illegal surveillance and monitoring.
It is
illegal.
Infringing.
Of course it is.
It is infringing, and it is going into that particular area.
Absolutely. There's also room for error. They argue.
Although
that
with parents, you know, you say you can ask your kid. You teenager, like,
that's
teenager
a good surveillance.
Kid, like, where were you at? Like, no, I saw a face scan at the Whataburger. I know
yeah,
where he was at.
I know where he was at. I saw your dot.
Right.
The article continues to
you
say.
You bought that with your face, right?
It came out of my checking account.
Right. I knew you shouldn't have looked like me. No, going on, you're costing me a fortune.
Well, this is what they're saying about error. There's also room for error that they argue since the still emerging technology can result in false identifications, the accuracy of facial recognition technologies varies with women and people of color being identified with less accuracy. And so what we're getting ready to see here is...
I saw two twins, by the way, with iPhone X's, I guess it is.
Okay.
And they were passing it back and forth to see if
and
they could open up each other's phone. Yeah. And also, and they were young men of color, and also the children could open up their mother's phone.
That
with
ain't
their
good.
Face.
That's not a good recipe there.
So if your child looks just like you, they got access to your bank account and to everything. Oh my goodness.
That's ain't good. No.
Quit looking that way. Stop. You're going to cost me a fortune.
That's right. But we're going to talk about we're going to find out about the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to facial recognition. Take a look.
In the suburbs of Israel's financial center, Tel Aviv, a team of engineers is at the forefront of a technological revolution.
We have invented a simple way of transforming a photo into text.
They're teaching machines to read faces.
The face recognition model can measure the distance between your eyes, the width of your lips, the distance from your lips to your nose, etc. At the end of that process, we are left with a simple text, which is the basis of our recognition.
The software has the power to identify one face from millions in under 1 second.
Our accuracy under a controlled environment is around 99%.
And it's this precision that makes the technology an effective new tool for surveillance.
We can identify people without them knowing that they are being identified. We have clients ranging from medical centers, retail chain stores, churches.
Retail stores are using this technology to generate data on customers, tracking their shopping habits and targeting in-store adverts. Churches are even using facial recognition to monitor attendance. And one school in the UK wants to use it to keep tabs on teachers.
We have one school where teachers took too long breaks. Therefore, the management decided to put them on the watch list.
Even watching the students, watching the teachers, and talking about watching the parishioners of your church, the members
attendance?
Of your church.
Is this a little too much control here?
We're already working on gathering as many as we can. You're actually going to track your people. I mean, that is just amazing.
Totally amazing.
It is amazing. But understand, you know, this day was told. It's going to come. And it's interesting, they said that in this economy that would happen in Revelation chapter 13, that it would be something about the face.
Yeah.
That it would be something on the face that identifies you to be able to do the marketplace. But it's your face. It's your face. Think about that. It's your face. And it talks about a mark on your forehead. Mm. But literally, it is your forehead. The distance in your eyebrow, the distance of your eye. It's literally your face, which is the identifier. That is amazing what's taking place. And you can't buy or sell without having that identifier on. And it looks like you're not going to have a choice. At least it could identify, you know, if you had a mark, it could see it. You know, it'd be like a barcode on your forehead or a chip or something. I don't know. We're at that.
This day has arrived.
We are at that day. This is so, so important. We're talking about what the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. We're talking about facial recognition and all these things that are happening right now, right in our very presence. And a lot of times, you know, as those that are you that are in America, you have the constitutional protection. As a citizen, your rights are written in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And as the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution talk specifically about very important rights. The First Amendment, of course, to be able to say whatever you want to say, believe whatever you want to believe. The government can't make any laws concerning your faith or religion. But I want you to see the Fourth Amendment. It is being violated so bad because of digital record keeping. John, can you read that for us?
Yeah, sure. The right of the people to be secure their persons, houses, papers, and effects, and against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
You see, right now you're looking at people, now things turn from paper to digital, yeah. And they're just searching the heck out of it.
Which essentially is saying you have a right to privacy.
A constitutional right.
To privacy.
The same reason that a man or woman can run for president and be president, that's only because the Constitution says they can. You have the right as well. It's a government by the people and for the people. And so you have a Fourth Amendment right. So I was in law enforcement for a period of time, and so I would have to have a warrant. I have to go to a judge. I have to express there's probable cause that you potentially committed a crime. And it had to be written out specific. And that's the only thing I could search for. Now they're searching everybody's face, everybody's data, all the things about you. And that's like kicking the Fourth Amendment out the door.
Without you even knowing that it's being done. And,
right.
And this is why...
No warrants.
Yeah. And this is why Brad Smith, in his statement, he's quoted in this
post. And he's the president of Microsoft.
President of Microsoft. He says, facial recognition raises a critical question. What role do we want this type of technology to play in everyday society? Well...
And it is playing a role right now.
It has to be constitutional. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
So people are really willing to give up their constitutional rights to be able to have the ease and they're giving up the Fourth Amendment rights, right?
This is amazing. This is from the Pew Research.
What did they say?
This just occurred in January 14th, 2016, just published.
Okay.
And so they're saying that many Americans say they might provide personal information depending on the deal being offered and how much risk they face. These findings suggest that the phrase that best captures Americans' views on the choice between privacy versus disclosure of personal information is, it depends. People's views on the key trade-off of the modern digital economy, namely that consumers offer information about themselves in exchange for something of value, are shaped by both the conditions of the deal and the circumstances of their lives. In the extended comments online and through the focus groups, people indicated that their interest and overall comfort level depends on the company or the organization with which they are bargaining and how trustworthy or safe they perceive the firm to be. It depends on what happens to their data after it's collected, especially if the data are made available to third parties, and it also depends on how long the data is being retained.
This is big, because what you're really saying is, I'm surrendering my freedom because you gave me a soft bed.
Yeah.
I'm surrendering my freedom because you made my job easier. I'm surrendering my freedom because prior to the Constitution, there's a reason why there's a American Revolutionary War, because the king would say, off with your head. The king would send his soldiers to you. They would actually kick in your front door, or you just come in there. They would eat your food. They would live in your house. They could just go in there and start plundering your papers, look under your boxes and stuff. And they could do that without any
you
legal...
You couldn't resist.
Yeah, and so when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, there's 27 reasons why they said we need to separate from the king, and that was some of the main reasons.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just taxation without representation. And then they wrote the Constitution. They said, we want every citizen in America to have these constitutional rights. And now, because of comfort and convenience, and it is so tempting because technology, it makes things so much more easier. And people had these arguments, when the industry age started coming to United Kingdom, and people's like, these mills are going to take my job. And they had this big Luddites, they called them, and they were trying to stop what was going on. And then... And there's always these struggles, but this is different than a mill that makes clothing. This is about something that tracks your eyebrow movement, your physical geographic movement, what you're doing, who you're with, what's going on.
And this is beyond comfort and convenience.
Right.
Americans today, if it's free,
it's
a deal.
Right.
So they'll give up anything for free.
And all those disclosures that people say, you have to agree to this before you can use.
Sure.
I watched the entire the entire 3-hour discussion.
Well, someone just
from
left
the people who had a meeting who write these things.
Yeah.
And they said overwhelmingly they know nobody reads those.
Yeah.
So they bury this stuff in there. Of course, I read them.
Yeah. Someone laughed at me for reading one last night, but
then I go, yes. I read them because I'm willing to lay down my life for God. I'm not trying to succeed outside of God.
Yeah.
And so if it gets me more able to do what God's called me to do, I'm willing to do it. But people are just doing it just because they're just surrendering it.
Completely. Yeah. Let's go to 45:42. Yeah. This is one of the first questions that was asked in this survey, and it had to do with office surveillance cameras.
So we're probably not going to have time to even cover that right
really?
Now.
Really? Yeah, wow, okay. We'll make sure we relate it in the post for you.
Yeah, go to VFNKB.com and look at the torch right there. But listen, it's so important. We want to hear your thoughts on this. It's obviously something that can't be stopped. You know, it's something that's been prophesied that would be coming to pass. Your prophecy is telling us history in advance. So as a believer, you should be calm and you should be prepared for this. It shouldn't be a surprise to you. If it is a surprise, study the Word of God and find out, oh my goodness, this is exactly what God said, which encourages you more that God's in control. He knows what's going on. And so there's going to be a day when things are coming to a head. As a matter of fact, we're all going to end up and answering for what we did in this particular life. But listen, we want to hear from you. What are your comments? Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. Also, follow us on Twitter, at VFNKB, all the different areas. Follow us on Facebook. We love to hear from you. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just ask you right now that you would bless our audience right now. Bless this right there where you're sitting right now. I just pray the Lord would bless you and encourage you and inspire you. I just come against all oppression and command it to go in Jesus' name. I pray that revival would come to your heart and your marriage would be repaired and your children would come back to God and you would have family again in your life and joy would be found again in the walls of your home and your business comes alive again. We just speak that over you. And dear God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would end abortion in America, that you would send revival to the world and a third great awakening. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.